USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Russia is reportedly holding a California woman hostage under charges of treason in Russia. The woman holds dual citizenship in both the U.S. and Russia, but she lives part-time in the Los Angeles area. Russian authorities allege the 33-year-old raised funds in support of Ukraine. The punishment for treason in Russia is up to 20 years in prison. The U.S., meanwhile, gearing up to impose significant new sanctions on Russia following the passing of opposition figure Alexei Navalny.
What I came to tell you was, I told you we'd be announcing sanctions on Russia. We'll have a major package announced on Friday.
President Biden says the sanctions aim to hold Russia responsible for Navalny's death and for its actions during the conflict in Ukraine. A recent U.S. State Department memo tells staff in the department to make sure and think of the most inclusive language to use that they can so as not to misgender people. Portions of the memo suggest language among staffers transition from using things like brave men and women on the front lines to brave first responders or brave soldiers to avoid the risk of offending transgender individuals, some of whom serve in dangerous public safety or military jobs.
It's a standard government practice to try to encourage people just to be respectful of others and use the term with which others are comfortable and talk to people the way that they would like to be addressed.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller. He told reporters Tuesday the memo did have Secretary of State Antony Blinken's name on it, but that does not mean it came from Blinken himself. President Biden's brother, James Biden, will testify before lawmakers as part of the Republican-led impeachment inquiry into the president. James Biden set to undergo a deposition with members of the House Oversight Committee Wednesday. The inquiry is expected to center on two loans President Biden extended to his brother. This is USA News.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouthwatering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Capital murder charges and the weight of a possible death penalty case are now coming for suspected child killer Don McDougal in Houston. Local deputies are linking him to the recent disappearance and death of an 11-year-old girl, Audrey Cunningham. Her body found 6 days after she went missing in a river not far from where she lived.
My heart aches with this news, and I express with my deepest sympathies and condolences to everyone who knew, who cared for, and loved Audrey.
Byron Lyons is the sheriff in Polk County, Texas. Investigators say McDougal was a family friend to the girl who lived out behind the family home. Regardless of the outcome in South Carolina, Nikki Haley says she's not leaving the GOP presidential race.
Affirming her commitment during a campaign event in her home state Tuesday.
I'm willing to take the cuts, the bruises, and the name calling.
Despite trailing former President Trump by a significant margin in polls leading up to Saturday's South Carolina primary, Haley has dismissed calls for her to withdraw.
USA's John Schaefer. Two giants have merged in the credit world. Corey Myers has more.
Capital One Financial buying Discover Financial Services for $35 billion, bringing together two of the nation's credit card companies. It is an all-stock transaction, and under those terms, Discover Financial shareholders will receive Capital One shares valued at nearly $140.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.